Hi there, it is David Lee with the James Bond Dossier on Thursday the 21st of February 2019. And today I wanted to talk about the second story in the short story collection, Octopussy and the Living Daylights. And I think a couple of days ago I said when the hardback was published it consisted of two stories, which is absolutely true. It was Octopussy, but I'm pretty sure that I said it was consisted of Octopussy and the Property of a Lady. And in fact, it was Octopussy and the Living Daylights. Hence the title, Octopussy and the Living Daylights. Not sure exactly why I had that thought at that moment, but yes, I was wrong. The hardback was published, was just Octopussy and the Living Daylights. The paperback then, this is a 2002 edition, had The Property of a Lady added, and then this edition also has 007 in New York, so there are four short stories in there. And so The Property of a Lady, just Property of a Lady is easier to say, it's one of the weakest of the short stories, if not the weakest. Probably 007 in New York competes with it for that. And it was, I believe it was written for the Sotheby's in-house magazine 1 year. And it's, I think Ian Fleming owed somebody a favour or something like that, and so he decided to contribute a short story to the magazine. So from that point of view, it would have been interesting, I suppose. But it basically concerns a KGB agent operating from within the communications department of the British Secret Service. She's supplying secrets to the Russians. In fact, she's supplying fake secrets, as it turns out, because they know all about her. But they can't work out how she's being paid. And it eventually, it seems like there's a Fabergé egg coming up for auction, and basically her payment comes from the sale of the egg at auction at Sotheby's, no less. And so basically, Bond attends the auction to see who the buyer is and who the actual Russian agent is who is making the payment. So it's not Fleming at his best. It's interesting, I suppose, to see another side of his writing, but that's just about it. And I guess I understand why it was added to Octopussy in the Living Daylights, because just to pad out that book a bit from the few pages it had. So you know, still worth a read. If you buy this book, then it's there anyway, so you may as well read it. It won't take you long. So that's it. And so tomorrow I'm going to move on to The Living Daylights, which I regard as one of the strongest short stories. I absolutely love it. Okay. Don't forget, you can listen at jamesondossier.com/listen. You can watch the videos at /watch. It's also on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or on YouTube if you are on those two platforms. Okay, that's it for now. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.